Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Were you the one that clogged the toilet at the grocery store?
What?
So when I went to the grocery store, we had a food drive. And Raven, remember, you went to the bathroom.
I did.
Yeah, you actually missed one of our breaks because you were in the bathroom.
It was coming back right then. I mean, I saw you. It's not like I was gone a half hour.
Okay. But afterwards, I went to said bathroom.
Yeah.
And it was clogged.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. And I was like, oh, my gosh, am I supposed to report this from somebody? And then I was humiliated that they would think that it was me that did it.
So you didn't report it?
No, I didn't want to be like somebody clogged the toilet.
Which one did you go into?
I went to the far one.
Oh, boy.
You did it. You clogged the toilet.
I mean, I don't know how that's possible. You know, I'm a wipes guy. I only used a wipe.
Yeah.
One wipe.
It was clogged. It was dirty. And it was clogged.
Did you happen to see how much paper was in there?
No, I did not. I looked at it. I pushed it to go flush it.
Yeah.
Right?
And what happened?
It wouldn't go down.
Oh, no.
And
so what did you do?
So I ran to the other bathroom.
So nobody ever told anybody. So we don't know who it was.
No. And it's terrible because what are you supposed to do in a situation like that? And then I had a similar incident. This was the weekend of the food drives. Raven and I hosted a lot of food drives. Then we went to another food drive at another grocery store. And I went to go to the bathroom.
Don't you point the finger at me again.
No, this was different. I went into the first stall, did my business.
Yeah.
No toilet paper. So you know what I did?
What?
I tried to shimmy real quick? I did the shake. And I was like, gosh. But I really don't feel comfortable until I get toilet paper.
Yeah.
But there was nobody in there.
So you ducked out one stall into the next.
Yep. So I like covered myself and I went into the next stall. And there wasn't any toilet paper in that stall either.
No.
Right. So now I'm like, what am I supposed to do? So there was a third one. So I went into the third one.
It was all or nothing.
It was like 3 squares. And I'm like, listen, at this point, I'll do it. I had to go home and immediately shower afterwards.
What happened when you got there to the third stall?
I had 3 squares.
Oh, thank God.
I used the 3 squares.
Oh, no, there was only 3 squares left.
Yeah. So now I finished the last toilet paper in there.
Oh, no.
And then you're texting me to hurry up because we had to hurry up and get back on the air, whatever we had to do, we had to shoot a video, who knows. And I didn't report it. And now I feel bad because I don't know who, twice.
Who came after you?
In a day, I basically screwed everybody that had to go to the bathroom. I didn't notify, even though it was your fault, for clogging that toilet.
No!
And there is no toilet paper in that second bathroom in 3 stalls. And now I don't know what happened, and I feel like a terrible human.
I venture to say that if I use one wipe and a toilet backs up, that's not my fault. That's a fault. That's something that was there before me.
You're not supposed to flush wipes down the toilet. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. One wipe doesn't back up the plumbing.
And what grown man brings his own wipes to public bathrooms?
Hey. The well-prepared one.
Oh, gosh, it's disgusting. The number one thing you don't want to do on Thanksgiving is poison your family. Unless you're weird and, like, terrible and evil for the most part.
I mean, I'll take my chances with most dishes if they're put in front of me on Thanksgiving Day. I'm expected to eat. That much I know.
Chef Plum from the Food Network. What are the most common mistakes that you find that people make when they're cooking that really get their guests sick?
I think before I address that and answer your question, the thing that bothers me the most was the first thing you thought was is how people you could hurt people you don't like by doing this. Like that's the first thing that popped in your head.
It's a lot of pressure to be the one that cooks on Thanksgiving. And it's certainly a job that I don't envy nor want, to be honest.
Well, listen, Thanksgiving is that time of year where everyone comes, they eat, they have a great time, but it's also the time of year that the most food poisonings happen, which I had no idea. I was pretty surprised when I found this out. The two things that ruin food are time and temperature.
So what is the right temperature that you're supposed to cook a turkey to? And how do you do that? How do you figure that out? You got to buy one of those thermometer things, right?
You want to cook a turkey to the internal temperature of 165 degrees. That's what everything's safe. Now, you see those turkeys that you can buy, those frozen ones or those butterball ones or sometimes even the fresh ones, have those built-in little pop-up thermometers that pop out of the thigh or something like that. You know, I just don't trust them. I don't trust them. I don't believe that they work. Get a good meat thermometer and test the temperature of your turkey. Stick it in the thickest part of the turkey. You want to go in that thigh. You want to go in the thick part of the breast where that wishbone might be. But make sure you check it in the thickest part.
Chef, I always go until my turkey starts to float in the oil. Like if I'm deep frying, is it a different rule or same thing? I need the thermometer.
same thing, thermometer, I definitely would check that temperature, 165. When I'm deep frying my turkey at 350 degrees, you want to fry it for about 3 minutes per pound till you get that proper temperature. And most important, make sure you do that water displacement method when it comes to putting that oil in first. You know exactly how much oil versus the weight of your turkey to put in there.
I know you talked about time being really important, I guess, obviously, how long to cook your turkey for. But I think a big thing is the thawing. Am I remembering correctly? Like, people mess up all the time because they think it needs like one day to thaw, but you should already be thawing your turkey at this point or something like
this? Oh, my God. Absolutely. Listen, I say if you're cooking your turkey and you have a frozen turkey, you need to pull that thing out 3 days ahead of time, sometimes even four. Leave it in the refrigerator. Make the room. I know it's going to be a pain in the butt, but definitely do that. Don't leave it outside. The other tip I could tell people as well, a lot of people take their turkeys out and they want to rinse them off before they cook them, which sounds like a smart thing to do, rinse your turkey off. The problem is any bacteria that's on that turkey is on the surface and it's going to be destroyed when it's cooking. Easy, no problem. And when you rinse it off, you have a chance of really spreading that bacteria all around the countertop and on other things around it. So be careful when you're rinsing it off like that.
We learned so much.
Hey, and the last thing while we're talking food safety, very, very, very important, I want to put out there to everybody. It's not the cooking process that usually gets people. It's leaving that food out for way, 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 way too long. There's a bacteria called Clostridium perfuginivis. Yeah, I don't know how to say that last part of the word. But it grows in cooked foods that are left out at room temperature. It's the second most common bacterial cause of food poisoning. The major symptoms are vomiting, cramps in your tummy, and usually those cramps and those symptoms come within 6 to 24 hours of eating. So have your food out. Have everybody make a plate. Keep it warm if you can. And the second everybody's done, let's make sure we put things away safely so no one gets sick.
Oh, that makes sense. Because like you leave the mashed potatoes out for like 5 hours, you finally clean it up, and then you don't realize that you're accidentally murdering everybody.
Perfect.
You can follow Chef Plum on Instagram at chef_plum or online at chefplum.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. If you're a grown woman and you sit on another woman's purse, that's all I need to know about you.
Somebody sat on your purse?
I mean, it was so weird. I went to a birthday party on Saturday, and it was late. It was like at 4 o'clock. It was a toddler birthday party. It was with Dakota's friends from school.
Okay.
And it was at this place where, like, it's like a kid's gym.
Yeah.
But because it was so late, I guess I assumed, like, nobody else was coming. It was just the party, you know?
Sure.
So I left on the seat, like, you know.
So it's a public place, but there's a party going on inside.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, usually when there's parties, there's nobody else there.
Yeah.
So I left my purse on the seat and our shoes underneath because it's, like, one of those tumble jungle places where you can't wear your shoes inside and whatever.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, I come out back from the party room, and I guess the next party is getting in there.
They're arriving.
The woman was sitting on my purse.
What?
She was sitting on it. Like, my purse is like a
giant. It's massive.
It's a big
It's
purse.
Nearly a suitcase.
She's sitting on it.
What? I mean, that's a grown woman. So she has a purse also. She knows that there's things in there.
She sat on my purse.
What?
And then I said to her, I'm like, oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry. And then I'm like, why am I apologizing?
You had your purse on the chair and your shoes underneath it. Like, there has to be another chair
There's
in the building.
There's got to be, like, a hierarchy. If I got there first and I put my purse on the chair and I put my shoes underneath, you can't sit on top of my pocketbook.
Is the universal mark for this chair is mine putting an element of clothing or something on it? Isn't that the socially acceptable marking of a chair?
No, I guess not.
I guess not.
And she kind of, like, gave me, like, a skank eye when I, like, asked her to move.
You should have hit her with your purse.
No. I don't do that.
Whipped it around.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
All I need to know about you. If you pull into a full belly parking lot and double park so people cannot get out or come in, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, my gosh. You were there. You were there. You saw it happen, weren't you?
Sure, Anna. Right?
What happened?
Anna had to eat her lunch in the car. Anna had to eat her lunch in the car because this broad could not park.
Wait, so
double parked in the parking lot.
All right, so let me tell you this story, Raven. That is hilarious, and thank you for listening. And so we go into this new deli, which is fantastic, and I go and I pull in the back and I park my car. I get out, and the driveway is kind of narrow. You're clearly not supposed to park in the driveway.
Right.
Well, somebody parked on the way down, and then somebody parked on the other side. So if you're in the actual lot, it is impossible to get out. So I sit there, and I'm backed out, and I'm looking, and I go, I can't get out. And I'm like, I'm not going to cause a scene. So I just start eating my sandwich.
Right there.
Right there.
Yep.
And you, yep, were you right the woman that said to me, what would Raven do in this situation?
Yes, I was.
That's so funny.
Ironically, I had a similar situation on Sunday at a popular donut place around mine. And the guy was like furious with me because I was just pulling in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was blocking some parking space that he wanted to get into. There was a car in front of me.
There's nothing you can do.
Like, where am I supposed to? Like, I can't stay in the street, and I can't pull forward. Yeah, but people are nuts.
There are four cars of us just sitting in our car waiting for these people to come out to move their car. And here's the best part. At one part, I don't know if you saw this, like, in one of the cars, the kids came out and got in the car and then shrunk down so we wouldn't see them.
They already knew it was shameful.
Like, go get your dad. Like, what's happening? What are you doing?
Thank you for the call.
We made it out alive. It was all right. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If it blank, that's all I need to know about you. That's so funny. Why is it trending? Top three news stories from the weekend and why? Number one, Raven, why do you think LeBron is trending?
Didn't he get into a scuffle or something like that?
Scuffle. Scuffle is a funny word, right?
Skerfuffle.
Yeah. LeBron James smacked Isaiah Stewart in the face last night during the Lakers-Pistons game. Then Stewart went nuts trying to get back at him. Here's what it sounded like.
Uh-oh. Stewart and LeBron. Now, this is ridiculous. Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of blood streaming from the side of the eye. Look, here goes Stewart. That's nuts. That's just crazy right now.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Uh-huh. I saw a piece of this video, and I didn't see LeBron really hit him. I know he did, obviously.
Yeah.
And get a little bit of blood, but I mean, the guy went off, was mad for like 5 minutes after that. Like, he was still trying to get to him.
I think,
like,
you know,
all right.
that first moment, like after you get hurt, like the shock and the anger, and like you kind of lose control for a minute. I think that's probably what happened.
Then after, you can breathe it out. But
the best part was when the announcer was like, fans, stay in your seats.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in there, right?
Yeah. Also trending AMAs. What's that all about?
Oh my gosh. I watched the Music Awards last night. Cardi B was so crazy amped. She came out, she just screamed the first 3 minutes of the show. She was literally like, oh my God, it's good to see you. She was doing all that on a microphone.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
She was very excited. Cardi B hosted the American Music Awards last night. She had like 9 outfit changes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were
cool.
Large.
Yeah.
The outfits.
So BTS won Artist of the Year. Olivia Rodrigo won Best New Artist, but I think without a doubt the highlight of the night is when New Kids on the Block and New Edition did a medley of their hits together. Here's what it sounded like. Wait for it.
I gotta be honest, New Edition was always my jam.
Better than
the rest, in my opinion.
But. Here's what I have to say about this, because it was trending all night like crazy, right?
Yeah.
Don't you always think your era of music when you were like in high school is the best of all time?
Yeah, no question about it.
Yes.
And you know, it was very similar time. I just felt like New Edition. Like, I still, there's times it's on my playlist.
New Edition
like,
is yours?
And Bobby Brown.
They belong
and
to
Bobby
you?
Bobby Brown, like when Bobby Brown went solo.
Yeah, that was
like
you?
First bad boy R&B, like, rapper.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, okay.
You put them right in your pocket. They're your best friends forever.
They're mine. I own that music now.
Also trending over the weekend, The Rock. Raven, why was The Rock trending?
I don't know. I have no idea on that one.
It's not for what he did. It's for what he didn't do. And it's not even his fault. But, okay, so WWE ran this 4-hour show in honor of The Rock's 25th anniversary. They even named the Battle Royale after him.
That's cool.
He wasn't there. He didn't show up.
What?
He wasn't even part of the program.
I mean, did they call him?
They did like a million commercials about his new movie. Like, the whole thing was
Were they expecting him to show up? Were they hoping he was watching and he was going to be like, yeah, I'm going to go down there?
I don't know. But it's the strangest thing, because they haven't released any statements or anything. But how do you do a 4-hour tribute show with all the commercials about the new movie and talk about his 25-year legacy, name the Battle Royale after him, and he's not there? Like, I'm thinking about if you paid money to go to this.
Right.
And you're sitting there.
I mean, you're thinking, of course he's going to be there.
Right, here he comes. Nope.
You just keep looking at the door.
Yep.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That is distressing there.
Strange.
I guess, and he shows up next week there. I mean, that's how wrestling does it, right?
Maybe not. He's busy. What's the food that you ate as a child that now that you're a grown adult, you know you probably shouldn't eat it anymore, but you still do? 1-800-330-9999. Ever since my husband and I started dating a million years ago on Thanksgiving, they would have to make him macaroni and cheese because he doesn't like turkey. There's so many things he doesn't like. But when he was little, his mom used to make him mac and cheese all the time.
He doesn't like turkey.
He'll eat it.
This is shocking to me. I didn't know that about Paul.
Yeah. He'll force himself now that he's like a grown man and I give him pressure.
Force himself.
But like, he still eats mac and cheese all the time. And it's like, that is a kid thing to eat.
Yeah.
That is not an adult thing to eat. And they still make it for him because they baby him as if he's a child still.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, on Thanksgiving Day, that's strange. I'm thinking about foods that I shouldn't eat now as an adult. I can remember as a kid, my grandmother would always get the old-fashioned donuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, the old-fashioned donut is the worst donut that's ever been invented.
True.
You don't want that donut. You think it's a donut because it's shaped like a donut. Then you put it in your mouth and it just brings you sadness.
Yes.
Right. So I would talk her into letting me get the chocolate-dipped donuts, the Entenmann's, right?
Yeah.
And now as an adult, it's a solid piece of terrible chocolate that was dripped over an old-fashioned donut. So as an adult, you know it's terrible for you.
Yeah.
And they're pricey. So I only buy them when I walk in and it's buy one, get one free.
Oh.
So now I got two boxes of donuts.
And you can eat them all in one sitting.
If my wife isn't around to stop me,
yes.
I can go through a whole box.
Oh, I'm sure. Yep.
And I mean, it's enough to kill a normal person.
Yeah. The other thing that I feel like that as a grown woman that I shouldn't eat on the regular, which I still do, and I use my kids as an excuse because I make it for them.
That's the best. That's when I miss a kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm just like, well, she didn't eat a pasta with butter. Like, I know that like grown people don't eat pasta with butter. But you, if Hayden or Dakota, I'll make them. I'm like, oh, you guys want pasta with butter tonight? Oh, my gosh. Again, fine. I'll make this entire pound because that's the whole box. All right. I guess mommy will have that for dinner, too.
Right. You got to clean it up for them. Right. Do you throw salt on there, too?
I don't put salt on there. I salt the water because I am an adult and I know how to cook some pasta. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the thing that you ate as a kid that you still eat as an adult?
Cans of frosting. I would just sit there and go whole hog into it, and I just can't kick the habit. I do it all the time.
That makes me feel sick. Thinking about that, thinking about taking a spoon of frosting makes me feel sick to my stomach.
Oh, man. But you know, the first time that you discovered that your mom had made cupcakes or something and there was still a bit left in there and you didn't realize what was in that. Mm. You just, you know what I mean? You just thought it was regular ingredients of a cake. You didn't realize like the sugary part of the cake was in there and you'd get a spoon or two off in there. Oh, as a preteen and a teenager, man, she'd go back for that thing thinking she was going to put another coat on. Nope. Ain't happening. Frosting's gone.
It's like 200 calories a teaspoon.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
At least.
I mean, it literally has so much sugar that you'll get the shakes and just drop to the floor in the fetal position.
I'm guessing like 280 per teaspoon. Yeah. I am. It's a lot.
On our text line, so many people agree with me. Everybody still eats pasta with butter. It's not a kid's thing.
I don't think my wife would allow me to, but you know. Hey, if it's ready and available, if it's in front of me, I'm going to be like, this is wasteful if I throw it out.
Yeah. What is the thing that you would eat as a child? And honestly, it's a kid's food, but as an adult, you still love it. 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I have to admit, I still eat peanut butter and fluff sandwiches. I just have always loved them. And there's just something about kind of coming back to when you're a kid and you have your favorite sandwich. And that was one of them.
Yeah.
I didn't get a lot of fluff as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
My mother cared too much about me.
Oh.
But
I'm sorry.
When I became an adult, I bought my own fluff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And every once in a while, I'll get on a fluff kick and have it at the house. You know, the great thing about fluff is you can make that sandwich seriously like 3 inches tall.
Yep.
And you can mash it down. And there's nobody there to tell you because you can just be like, couldn't get it off the spoon. And I don't use a knife. I use a spoon to put fluff on.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel about Nutella, except Nutella is just like a whole jar. I could eat a jar of Nutella, not a jar of frosting. Jar of Nutella I could eat. Yeah. I grew up eating that on Wonder Bread, and I would eat that every day if I could, every single day. You would have to, you know, roll me around because I would be 7,000 pounds, but I could eat it
I
every
could
day.
Knock out the peanut butter and fluff. I could.
Oh, gosh. It sounds so good right now, right?
If you got the metabolism, man, who's judging you?
Yeah.
Who's judging you? Nobody. Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you eat as a kid that you shouldn't eat as an adult, but you love it?
I mean, I lived on mac and cheese, and it is like, it's my weakness. If I ever have a cheat day or I'm sick or, you know, something bad happened, it's like still my go-to comfort food, but it started as a kid.
Do you think mac and cheese is a kid's thing?
I think it's still good.
Yeah.
I think you can do it anytime, but Like, you know, if you're throwing, like, let's say the cheap stuff, right? You're making a box of the cheap stuff and you eat the entire box in the pot. You never even take it out and put it in a bowl.
Oh, I thought that was the only way to do it.
Well, if you're doing that, then you probably shouldn't do that. Like, health-wise, taste-wise, is anybody making that right now because I'm hungry?
I mean, that's the way to eat it. The Kraft mac and cheese comes in the box.
As I've gotten older now, I'm the squeeze cheese guy. I want the shells.
Yeah.
With the squeeze cheese, the Velveeta.
Snob. You're a Velveeta snob.
Oh, my God. But it's so rich.
Yeah.
It's like, woo! You're right. I do eat it with a pinky out. Yeah. I am snobby,
aren't I? So snobby. Yep.
Wow.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you eat as a kid that you shouldn't eat as an adult?
Sugar cereals. I mean, that's the one that's just ridiculous. Like, I'll go to the store now and I'm buying, like, Ghostbusters cereal. You know? like, people always assume I have a kid, I'm sure. But it's like, no, it's for me.
Cocoa Puffs are my favorite.
I'm not allowed any sugar cereal. Like, the closest I get now is Frosted Mini Wheats, and that's because I play it off on the fiber thing.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah, it's all I get now, but I mean, I could get crazy with a box of Fruity Pebbles.
I have not had a good bowl of, like, sugary cereal in years. I think I'm going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think it's a good idea right now. You're going to wake up passed out next to a cereal bowl with a two-day hangover.
Oh, gosh. Man, I love Cocoa Puffs. That's all I'm going to think about all day now. I still like a good pixie stick. I won't let my kids...
Oh, no.
I know. I won't let my kids see me, or I won't admit it to them, because then it gives them permission to basically pour sugar down their throat. Like, but I like them.
I feel like I want to act like I do, but I don't. It's kind of always been too much for me. But I tell you right now, this conversation has got me fantasizing about picking up a box of the Hostess cupcakes on the way home.
Oh,
I don't know if Hostess still makes them or whatever. I know that there was a whole thing that had to be saved and all that stuff. But you know the ones I'm talking about, the chocolate ones with the squiggly on top?
Yeah, you know, they still exist. And you could peel that part off and eat it
No, no, no. I ate the whole thing. I ate the whole thing. But, you know, sad they made it like Reese's. They're getting smaller. They've gotten smaller. Or maybe I've just gotten larger, but they feel like they've gotten smaller.
What is the thing that you used to eat as a kid that as a grown adult, you know you probably shouldn't, but you still love it? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
SpaghettiOs with hot dogs.
Oh, gosh.
That's bad.
Oh, I know. I know. It's almost like a secret.
Yeah. Like, you should keep it a secret.
A confession that you're making, right? That's like something I would cook. Like, I think we had that the first time we went camping, me and my buddy, and we cooked it over what was basically a lighter.
Yeah.
it was survival mode.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, and my parents are Italian immigrants, so they make everything from scratch, the pasta, the sauce, everything. And I remember all my friends used to eat SpaghettiOs, and I wanted to eat it. And my mom was furious.
Right.
She went and she bought it just to appease me. And then she made it for me, and I took the first bite, and I was like, bleh.
These are terrible, right?
Like,
we're used to good food.
Right, like, this is nothing like yours.
Right, yeah, I know.
Thanks for the call.
Have a great
Happy
day.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To you, too. 10 Hail Marys, you're absolved of your sin.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the thing you used to eat as a kid that you still eat as an adult?
I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to say this as well, but mine is raw cookie dough.
A raw cookie dough. Oh, yeah.
Raw cookie.
I mean, if I could still, the only way I could still get it is in ice cream, right? That is the only way they'll give it to me.
No, because now there's certain places that make it where it's like a thing. You could just buy cookie dough and you eat it just like that, but they made it safe so you don't have the raw eggs in there so you don't get sick.
I like a little danger in my life, though. I mean, is that part of what made it so fun?
Hey, Raven, if you like danger, try this. Ever since I was 18 and now I'm 30, I've been eating raw cookie dough every single week.
See?
Without getting salmonella.
Right. See? You're fine.
They survived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You beat salmonella.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You're stronger than it.
Right. You're stronger than salmonella. Good for you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What's the thing that you ate as a kid that you still eat as an adult?
Well, my grandma actually had this thing where she would make me tuna fish, and she would always put a little bit of potato chips in the wrap with tuna fish.
Yeah.
That's like your grandmother was wild.
And ahead of her time.
You know what I mean? Like, because nowadays, like, that's the thing is, like, the secret menu items. But back in the day, if she got caught doing that by her priest, oh, there would have been a big problem.
Yeah, that'd be an exorcism. The whole thing.
It'd be like, who is this woman? Yeah. We thought we could depend on her, a pillar of the community. Like, your grandmother was wild, girl.
I used to put the Doritos, the cheddar Dorito ones, inside of my bagels with cream cheese.
Now, I want you to imagine your grandmother finding you doing that.
Oh, gosh.
You would have got slapped.
Definitely. Definitely. If she saw me do that now, she would still slap me.
Yeah. I do it now.
You go, girl.
For more than 40 years, over 50 professionally trained turkey experts have made up the Butterball Turkey Talk line. Nicole Johnson is one of them. Nicole, 100,000 questions that you guys field every year from households around the United States and Canada. First question I have is, do people in Canada have different questions than America? Because is their turkeys different? Are they less aggressive?
Well, I am so glad you asked that question because I've been on the talk line for 20 years. And you are correct. We are celebrating 40 seasons of talking turkey. And there's other ways to reach us. Of course, the heart of the talk line is certainly the phones, 1-800-BUTTERBALL. But we're also available email, chat, text, social media. So we jumped on TikTok this year. Anna and Raven, are you guys on TikTok?
Yes. Oh, we have 7 followers, I believe.
Wow. I mean, help us out, Butterball.
Yeah, can you tag
us? Let's do this. Right. Definitely start following our stuff.
Yeah. What we did this year was we had a Butterball Turkey Talk Line Taste Kitchen. So over the summer, and we went ahead and tested a lot of new recipes, a lot of fun ways to incorporate leftover turkey, one of which is a waffle sandwich. And it's a crowd pleaser because it's very customizable. The waffle portion uses leftover stuffing or macaroni and cheese. Mm. And the other ingredients, leftover turkey, green beans, sweet potato, a little bit of gravy. If you like cranberry sauce, you guys need to check it out. It's on butterball.com. It's on TikTok. It's definitely a crowd pleaser.
I mean, it sounds incredible. And that was a crafty little game of misdirection that you tried there. But answer the question. Are Canadian turkeys more aggressive than U.S. turkeys?
Just be honest.
Just tell us the truth.
I feel like they're really kind to say a lot. They're probably like gentle.
They're like, right? Right. They sound like they're asking a question.
I cannot answer that. But what I can tell you is we work October for the Canada Thanksgiving. So we talk to a lot of Canadians over their Thanksgiving. We absolutely love that.
What are they trying to do? They beat us to the punch?
Yeah, no, they made up a fake their own Thanksgiving, and then they made it before ours.
It's really crafty, actually. It's really smart.
All right, so, Nicole, here's what we've done. We've created some, like, really rapid kind of fast questions that we were hoping that we could fire at you, and you could let us know. As a Turkey Talk Line expert, you may be able to answer, okay?
I'll give it a try.
How much wattage would a turkey-sized air fryer actually require?
I don't know.
Yeah. Does pineapple and ham belong in stuffing?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a personal preference, but my mom even incorporates the giblets in her stuffing, and it is delicious.
Say what? When injecting my bird, do I have to find a vein, or can I just stick it anywhere?
No comment.
All right. Is it dressing or stuffing?
I think it depends on where you live. You may have noticed a Chicago accent, so I am all about stuffing. But there's nothing wrong with calling it dressing.
Can you make a small turkey in a crock pot? What are the rules on a beer bath?
Yes, we did get a lot of first-time cooks last year who wanted to use different cook methods, one of which was a crock pot.
Oh.
And you can certainly prepare a bone-in or a boneless breast in a crock pot.
What do you do with the heads of the turkeys?
No comment. I am not involved with the processing.
Best alternative use for a turkey neck?
Perhaps in a soup or a stew. I don't know.
And if you lose power, how do you cook a turkey?
Well, you could fire up your outdoor grill or deep fryer outside.
And by the grace of God, Nicole, I'll survive the experience without catching my garage on fire again.
If you want to check it out for yourself, you can head to butterball.com. Just click recipes. Or you could always reach Nicole and all the other Turkey Talk Line experts at 1-800-BUTTERBALL or follow them on TikTok.
Thanks, guys.
Tori wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, I'm making a giant tray of candy bacon and baklava.
Oh, nice.
What? Candy bacon?
Yeah.
How come I don't know what that is?
I think it's just bacon with sugar on it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
I mean, it sounds like that's what it is. I mean, there's gonna be something. I mean, is there going to be a marshmallow? Yeah, you cook it, it's going to melt anyway. It's candy bacon.
What is your Thanksgiving job? Like, everybody that goes to the Thanksgiving dinner, whether you're hosting it or you're a guest, like, you have something that you bring. Like, mm-hmm. That's your thing. And I was giggling about this because... I feel like my family doesn't trust me to basically do any of it. Like, yeah. I'm not allowed to cook any of the real things that are involved. I'm allowed to maybe bring a dessert if I feel like it, but I know that mine is just an addition because they've got the real ones covered and homemade.
Mm-hmm.
And then they always say to me, Banna, you got an important thing. You got to bring the centerpiece. Because I get like the cornucopia.
Yes.
With like the flowers coming out of it.
Yes. If you don't know what a cornucopia is, it's like a horn made of like, you know,
wicker.
It's woven.
Yeah.
Right. Woven and full of goodies.
For 20 years, I've taken this job very seriously. I'm always looking for the perfect cornucopia that I can buy at the florist. And then I realize, no, this is like the job that you give to a kindergartner,
yeah.
That you like that they're not responsible enough to have a real job at Thanksgiving. So you're like, you know what? You're going to bring the cornucopia. Okay.
Do people eat things out of it when you get it? I remember that one year you were really stressed. There was like a shortage.
There's a shortage of cornucopias.
Imagine of it this year. Oh, my gosh.
I got to start looking today.
You should start looking immediately.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
How did you overlook that?
Well, because usually I get it the week of because they're filled with flowers. You don't eat out of them.
And nobody typically wants them.
Because that's a busy job. Yeah. What's your Thanksgiving job?
Well, I pull out I have several jobs. So the day before, I have to vacuum the couch and help the vacuuming of the house because my wife cleans like crazy. All right. And then the day of, I got to get the chairs and the table out and I got to put the leaf in the table. And the leaf in the table is the worst job ever. And now I also fry the turkey. So now I've got a big boy job too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shayla wrote on our Facebook page, Anna couldn't even bring drinks or rolls, a centerpiece. Yeah, no, they don't want me to. I don't know why. They don't trust me to do that. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your Thanksgiving job?
My Thanksgiving assignment is to peel about 50 pounds of potatoes, and then I steam them and mash them up and get them ready for mashed potatoes.
That's a big job.
Yeah, and it's an important job.
It is a big job.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important job, and if you're good at it, we're just going to need you to do that for the rest of your life.
Because nobody wants to peel the potatoes.
I mean, if you're that person in the family that does it, and again, that potato salad, the mashed potatoes, whatever it is, because every holiday, really, we can apply this.
Yeah.
You're going to be the potato person from then on.
I hate peeling potatoes.
It's a lot.
It just takes so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Godspeed to you. Thank you for the call.
Well, my hands would be killing me.
Andy wrote on our Facebook page that his job is to carve the turkey. That is legit. That's a legit job.
It's a big job.
Yep.
And it takes a little bit of experimentation. Practice on a chicken before you get to Thanksgiving.
Right? I don't have the heart
really
to tell.
Fat chicken.
I don't have the heart to tell Pamela on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven that she's bringing the salad. That's also busy work because nobody wants the salad on Thanksgiving.
We bring, so we assign that to my grandmother-in-law. And most years, she only brings the salad dressing that she likes.
Because she's the only one that'll probably eat it. Salad doesn't belong on your Thanksgiving table, if you ask me. 1-800-330-9999. What's your Thanksgiving job?
Coquito, the Spanish eggnog.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar.
That is an important job.
That is right, sir.
Yeah, but I also have to make a Spanish version of a lasagna without pasta. Use a sweet plantain. That's my job. I got to cook and do all that.
That's a real job.
That is a big job.
And sounds delicious.
Yeah, I've never even considered sweet plantain in a lasagna, but that sounds incredibly interesting.
So,
but the coquito, I mean, Spanish, I just made my order yesterday. I got 2 quarts coming on Wednesday, 40 bucks.
Yum.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, are you selling it? You got to sell it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
I would, but I mean, it's like my first time really.
Oh,
like that.
Oh, good luck.
Family.
Don't screw it up.
Good
you know,
they
luck, got high
man.
Standards.
Yeah, good luck. It took about 6 years of experimentation, and we still buy it.
Anna and Raven, what's your Thanksgiving job?
Oh, my job, I have several. I make stuffed celery, sweet potato casserole, cranberry relish, and a pumpkin and a pecan pie. And lucky me, my son does all the rest.
So wait a minute. So is it at your home or do you make all those things to bring to your friend's home?
No, it's at my home.
That's a good deal. I like that. So you get the convenience of home and you make, you know, sides and treats, basically. I like that concept.
No, wait,
now that my
on.
Wife gave me fry on the turkey, I think that she looks at it the same way.
Wait, I have a bigger question. What is stuffed celery?
Oh, it's got like cream cheese and olives.
I'm not asking you. Okay. What's stuffed celery?
It's cream cheese, blue cheese. Mixed together with a little bit of Worcestershire sauce. Then you stuff it in the celery.
Yeah, and then there's like, you know, there's some olives. You can put like bits of stuff in there. Yeah. Yeah, you can get crazy.
I've never had that before.
It's like a casserole inside a celery.
So good.
It's insane.
It's addictive.
Yep.
It's addictive.
It's going to be a wild Thanksgiving, girl.
Yeah. And on Raven, what's your Thanksgiving assignment?
I got to cook the green bean casserole. I'm not a very good cook, so the only reason they trust me with it is because all the instructions are out of cans and it's on the back of the little onion thing. So,
That's not why they trust you to do it. It's because nobody really eats it.
Stop
it's for decoration
it.
Only.
Stop
it's
it.
It's disgusting. They don't expect
Stop
much from you,
it.
And they figure at least now you feel like you're bringing something, but no one expects it to be edible.
No, sir.
That
I
is
do.
Real.
If you were coming to my house, not only is it got to be edible, but I'll be telling you if it's not good.
Oh.
I assigned my wife the green bean casserole years ago myself, too. It is, however, typically the mark of a single or divorced man. Don't skip on the fried onions, bro. French's only, please. Happy holidays.
Stand on Raven, what's your Thanksgiving assignment?
Hi, I am Lord of the Floors, so I will get there early. I will sweep and vacuum and make sure, you know, the floors look great, but I don't do anything beyond that. I don't cook. I just have to make sure the floors are clean.
Whose house do you go to?
Right.
My mom's.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I mean, if you were like a friend or a sibling, I immediately thought to myself, I need a Lord of the Floors. Like, why haven't I thought of this before? This sounds incredible.
It's one thing when your mom tells you to vacuum and sweep. It's another thing when like your little sister is like, sweep and mop.
Yeah, I'm going to need you here at 12.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Ray and Rosa. Rosa, what's going on?
There's a lot of stress with the holidays approaching. My husband and I have a 10-month-old son. You know, essentially what we normally do is split Thanksgiving. We'll go to his parents or my parents in the morning and then the opposite, you know, set of parents in the evening. But it's like an hour and a half drive. My son's really little. He doesn't like being in the car. It just makes it really stressful. There's always a lot of traffic on Thanksgiving. So I just think we should just fully alternate holidays. So this year we'll go to my parents and next year we'll go to his parents and just make it a more like meaningful, family oriented, less stressful day. And we're splitting it.
It seems relatively manageable. Ray, what's your side of this?
I don't see why we should change it up. I mean, we've always done a thing where we'll, you know, each year we split. Kid's 10 months old. He doesn't care. It's like he's just sitting in the car seat. You know, it's like driving, you know, if we put on pleasant music, it's not a bad thing to take a break between family gatherings. And it's always worked in the past. And well, I said, you know, like, then let's do Christmas Day with my family. And she said, no, like, how's that going to work? Like, I'm not going to see my family on Christmas. And I was like, well, I'm not going to see mine on Thanksgiving.
This is where it gets tricky. Because then there's more holidays that you have to figure out. I mean, Rosa, if you're going to split the holidays, you got to split the holidays. Like, you can't just say, you know, my family gets all of them, but yours only gets, you know, some of them on alternate years when it's convenient. I don't think I understand that correctly.
But I don't feel like Thanksgiving and Christmas are the same thing. I think Thanksgiving it's easier to do that.
Oh, I don't know.
I think they're the same. I mean, it's just family time. All it is grandparents who want to see their grandkids. You know, I mean, that's what it comes down to. And I mean, it could be, you know, I just think we got to give them both equal time, at least. I mean, it's got to be one or the other.
Huh. Well, let's see what our audience has to say about it. It's interesting because I agree with you, Rosa. I don't think Thanksgiving is as important as Christmas Day.
Wow.
I do. Thanksgiving, I could go either way, like whatever, I'll figure it out. But Christmas Day, I got to be with my mommy. Like that's just something that's really important to me. At some point during that day, I have to see my family.
Mm. Well, doesn't sound very fair either, on the other hand, if you discount the other person's feelings.
Yeah, do you think if you split one of the holidays, you got to split them all? Or do you think that it's right? There's just certain holidays that you alternate. What do you do in your family? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Ray and Rosa have a 10-month-old son now, and they don't want to do the thing anymore where they spend an hour and a half in the car traveling from one family's house to the other family's house on the holidays. So the problem is, who gets which holiday? And Rosa kind of just wants all of them for her family, which she knows isn't fair, but she's also not really willing to give up Christmas, but doesn't want to do the half and half thing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's a tough situation to be in. But again, you know, sometimes somebody's feelings are going to be hurt one way or the other, right? When you've got small children in the equation, you usually try and say to yourself, you know what, from now on, it's just too much trouble for me to travel from them. One thing that I resented definitely, Anna, is driving from location to location. Because you can never make everybody truly happy, right? What happens when you show up at the second place or the third place, and they always say, oh, so glad you made it. Sorry you were late or whatever. It's great to see you. And now you're already stuffed. You're tired. You just want to pass out.
Yeah. What do you do? How do you split the holidays with your family? 1-800-330-9999. Call's coming up next. Dre and Rosa now have a 10-month-old son. It's the first Christmas, the first holiday season, and here we are Thanksgiving week, and they're still arguing about how to split the holidays.
Yeah, this is a tough one, right? Because the truth is that it's a long day if you go from one place to the next, an hour and a half in between. And forget about that. Just the festivities of being together. It's a lot of energy expelled, especially when you've had a rough year just like everybody else, right? So you're probably tired.
Yeah, and Rosa says, what's the big deal? I'll do Thanksgiving this year. Next year, it'll be your family's turn. But I'm not going to give up Christmas with my family. But Ray says it's not fair to his parents that they're not going to be able to see their grandson on his first Thanksgiving either.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm a little bit on both, but primarily the wife side. Before I had kids, we would always go back and forth between both sets of families. And then once I had kids, I actually put my foot down and said, you know what? I'm not traveling on Christmas. You guys come to me. So it alleviated that. But Thanksgiving, we do split between the two.
Yeah, you know, I think every family has different things on what they do, but kids always make that deciding factor, and people's feelings are always hurt either way.
Here's the thing. Number one reason to have children, stay home on holidays, and they cut the lawn.
But like me, I don't want to stay home. I don't want to host. I don't. Like, not an option, and I'm not going to break everybody else's tradition to make it uncomfortable. Sometimes it's not a compromise.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm a little bit of both. I am on her side about splitting the holidays. What we do is Christmas Eve one year with one family and Christmas with the other. But Thanksgiving, I do believe splitting half and half because you do have to see both sides of the family.
I can't stand going from one place to the next and then trying to eat. It's the worst.
No,
you get to the next place, you're asleep. You get to the second place, you're asleep, and you can't eat at all, and you feel rude.
You want to know what the sad part is? And I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to get so much backlash, but I think a lot of times the wives get their way. And I
100%.
Yeah. Like
100%.
I mean, I think about how it was early on for my husband and I, and how now it's like his family gets Christmas Eve and then my mom gets all the other
rest.
Ones,
the rest. Everything else.
And I'm not saying it's right. It's somehow
just how it is.
Yeah. Oh, it's so bad. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Well, I'm on both of their sides in a way. Once we had children, my husband and I, we stopped doing what was best for our families, and did what's best for our own family. So what we did was we looked at what was reasonable. On Thanksgiving, schlepping the baby to different places, who's going to be taking care of the baby? The husband's probably going to be sitting down, having a drink, you know, and the mother's probably walking around with a screaming, crying baby, trying to feed it, change it, and deal with it in the car while the husband's driving.
Oh, you've been to my house. Oh, how interesting.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ray, our audience agreed with you. Rosa, if you want to split the holidays, you have to split all the holidays. Yeah, one holiday here, one holiday there, but you can't just have preference from Christmas to Thanksgiving.
I mean, I guess that's fair, but yeah, I still don't think they're the same thing, but I guess it's fair.
Well, here's the thing. We can't decide for everybody. We can only decide for ourselves, right? But you guys deciding for your family, maybe next year you tell them, you know what? We're doing it at our place, and all you guys can come to our house. Or forget it. I'm not driving anywhere.
It's a good idea.
Right. Once you have the baby, that's kind of like the trump card on that. Play that card.
Well, no, there's always other things, because then it's like, well, but we have to cook, and it's harder for us to get there if we have to cook the turkey. Well, that's what my family says to me, because they know that I should never cook. So they don't want to come to my house. Well, we wish you the best. Happy holidays. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@annandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
All right, Ben, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Ben.
Okay. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, you can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one, Ben. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, but if you beat them, $1,100. You ready to play?
Yep.
Number one, Gorilla Glue Girl, the girl that made news for gluing her hair to her head, is releasing a rap song. What is the prominent color on Gorilla Glue's packaging?
Orange.
Number two, Helen Mirren will receive the 2022 SAG Lifetime Achievement Award. She played Queen Elizabeth II and won an Academy Award for what 2006 movie?
The King's Speech.
Number three, the Bangtan Boys won Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards. They're more commonly known as what band?
I don't know.
Number four, a list of the most misheard country lyrics includes the song Friends in Low Places, where people often mistake the line, I'm not big on social graces, for I'm not big on sausage gravy. Who sings that song?
Toby Keith.
And number five, Jussie Smollett attended his first red carpet premiere since he allegedly staged that attack on himself in 2019. What show was he starring on when that attack happened?
Oh, my God. I did not Google it. I don't know.
That's all right, Ben. Let me bring Raven back in.
You.
All right. Ben got one right.
Oh, Ben. That's good, Ben. $1,100. Let's see how I do.
That's all right. He tried. Number one, Gorilla Glue Girl, the girl that made news for gluing her hair to her head, is releasing a rap song. What is the prominent color on Gorilla Glue's packaging?
Isn't it orange or purple? I'm going to say probably more orange.
Yes. Number two, Helen Mirren will receive the 2022 SAG Lifetime Achievement Award. She played Queen Elizabeth II and won an Academy Award for what 2006 movie?
The Queen.
Yes. Number three, the Bangtan Boys won Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards. They're more commonly known as what band?
AJR.
No, right? BTS.
I'm so mad about that.
Number four, a list of the most commonly misheard country lyrics includes the song Friends in Low Places, where people often mistake the line, I'm not big on social graces, for I'm not big on sausage gravy. Who sings that song?
Garth Brooks.
Yes, that is correct. And for the record, I am big on sausage gravy. I love it.
I mean, I'm not big on social graces, but I am big on sausage gravy if it's available.
It could have went either way.
I had
think about
chicken sausage this past week. It's magnificent.
Yeah. Number five, Jussie Smollett attended his first red carpet premiere since he allegedly staged that attack on himself in 2019. What show was he starring on when the attack happened?
Empire.
I'm sorry, Ben. Raven beat you 4-1 this morning. That does get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Thanks. It's Ben, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Ben. Hold on the line. We'll get all your info.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $1,200 tomorrow.
Yeah, another $100 in that jackpot. And if you want to play, remember, you could always sign up every day at annaandraven.com or text CBR to 1-800-330-9999.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.